I should be writing bite-sized for October 26th, 2022. I didn't do a daily show yesterday because I did a full-time show, and that full-time show was, that was 3 hours earlier than I expected it to be, so I was flustered and not prepared, and that will be episode 66, and it will be up soon. That's the weird thing about doing these daily and more regular shows, is that I'm producing the daily ones, and they're really easy and fast, and my producer is producing the longer ones, and that takes more time. Still not sure how to number these, but the content's getting out, and that's what's important, right? When you listen to yesterday's episode, it's with Eden Robbins, and she said something that kind of... one of those things that, well, obviously, you feel that, well, obviously feeling, and then... but you never thought about it in that way before. She was talking about how she tries to remember that creativity is cyclical and you need time for the fields to go fallow, as they say. As well as you need time for, you know, writing. You can't produce all the time. And she mentioned this is pretty much a capitalist push, which is every time you create something, you must create something better. And I've been watching, just like anybody with a retirement account, I've been watching the stock market. And it just baffles me that companies expect to just earn more and more and more every year, when the past 3 years have been unlike anything we've experienced in a full century. And all the companies that got boosts by people working from home, they should not expect to earn the same when people go back to work. Our day-to-day lives changed for years. Years, folks. And the people who, I suppose if you asked anybody point blank, they'd say, of course we don't expect blah blah to continue because things are going to change. But if you look at the stock market, they do. They do expect, earnings are down. Well, of course earnings are down. People are not stuck in their home all the time. They don't need that thing that you give them that made work from home or lockdown tolerable. No, people aren't going to want to stream as much content because they can go out. No, they're not going to be online all the frickin' time, so your ad revenue is going to go down. I mean, this is what I was thinking of when she said that, because this whole capitalist lie of every experience you have must be better than the last one. And I know I've said something like this in that, you know, when you write, you get better, but it is never a plus one every time. It's more of the experience makes you better in the long run, but you can't say what I wrote today is 1% better than yesterday. Things are going to ebb and flow. You're going to write good stuff. You're going to write bad stuff. And this is not just for amateurs. This is over your career. Go back and look at my Tobias Bekel interview. He said, that as he's gone through his career, he's realized writing is more like a stock market than, you know, just climbing a hill. And what you want is for just like the stock market. You want to look at the long view of, well, are you going up in general? Are you getting better in general? I mean, your next book might not sell as well as your last book, but did you have a better grasp of character? Do you feel like you got stronger in plot? I mean, there's, and that's another thing with us, the creative types. If you improve, how do you improve? It's hard to quantify. And the only thing I can say that is more experience is better. So get more experience, you'll get better. I can't promise it'll be a little bit better tomorrow than it was today, but the experience is beneficial in the long run. And if you don't have, this feels weird to say, but I interviewed Veronica Roth on Monday for Ditch Diggers. She wrote Divergent, and we didn't talk about it specifically. She did mention something like it, but this is one reason why I didn't become a reporter, because I don't know how to ask these very pointed questions, which is, what's it like for that book you wrote when you were in college to hit it huge and you haven't been able to reproduce that? I mean, when Divergent is your first book, where do you go from there? So, I mean, Charlene Harris, I don't think she's had a hit as big as True Blood or Sookie Stackhouse books. People still tell Stephen King that The Stand is their favorite book of his. The Stand is, like, what, a couple of years older than me? It's frustrating, but you got to remember that just like the stock market, you're not going to go up and up and up and up and up. So don't look at your career as that book you're working on. Especially those of you who are so in love with your first idea that you won't let it go. Write it. Get it out. Write something new. That's how you get better. Over time. And if you need to let your brain rest, if you need to let the field go fallow to get some ideas, that's okay too. In fact, it's probably required for your mental health, well-being, all that. So, that is my thought for today on October 26th. I'm not sure if... Does this fit with NaNoWriMo? I don't even know, but it's on my mind, so I figured I'd talk about it. We are 6 days from NaNoWriMo. All of the things I bought for my little NaNoWriMo packages came in 2 days ago, and I've got to update my to-do list to start putting those little packages together. These are the NaNoWriMo packages I'm putting together for the $7 level, which is going away on November 1st. So if you are interested in supporting the Patreon, you want a little package for support during NaNoWriMo, it's not a lot of stuff, but it is a little stuff put together with love. Go ahead and support at patreon.com/mightymur at the $7 level, or you can support at the $1 level and keep getting these daily shows in November through NaNoWriMo to help keep you going. Because it's going Patreon only after October 31st. So consider that, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I gotta remember to do some weekend shows. I gotta get moving on that. And you should be writing.